I suspect that there is no one listening to this month's program who has not had a patient develop a white spot caries lesion during orthodontic treatment. When you deband a patient with a white spot lesion, what naturally happens to this lesion after debanding? A study titled Longitudinal Development of Caries Lesions After Orthodontic Treatment, evaluated by quantitative light-induced fluorescence by Monique van der Veen et al., which appeared in the February 2007 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this question. In this study, the authors evaluated a sample of 58 consecutively recruited patients who were at least 12 years old and who had been treated with a fixed orthodontic appliance for at least 1 year in the Department of Orthodontics at the Academic Center for Dentistry in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. In this study, the authors used quantitative light-induced fluorescence to study the natural behavior of white spot lesions that developed in this group of orthodontic patients. Quantitative light-induced fluorescence allows researchers to monitor changes in enamel over time and document mineral changes in incipient enamel lesions. White spot lesions were evaluated at the debracketing visit and two retention visits, 6 weeks and 6 months after debracketing. I should note that the dentists for the participants in this study were informed of their participation in the study and asked not to administer extra fluoride during the study. The presence or absence and the extent of lesions on the buccal surfaces of all teeth except the second and third molars were determined at the debracketing visit and at 6 weeks and 6 months after debracketing. What do you think happened to these lesions when they were left to remineralize on their own? Well, the answer to this question is good news and bad news. The good news is that a small lesion improvement was seen 6 weeks after debracketing, and a further lesion improvement was seen after 6 months. Surprisingly, incipient lesions on average showed a smaller improvement than larger lesions. The bad news is that despite the small overall lesion improvement, some lesions progressed or became worse, and nearly 10% of the lesions followed longitudinally showed significant progression of caries after debracketing. The bottom line of this study is that removal of plaque stagnation sites by removal of fixed appliances alone is not enough to induce adequate remineralization of many white spot lesions. I found it very interesting that the severity of the lesion did not hamper its ability for remineralization, and significant improvement was seen even in more advanced lesions. The authors said that they had no basis for understanding why the incipient lesions often progressed more than the advanced lesions. The take-home message from this study is that some white spot lesions will probably improve after debracketing, while others will get worse, and you just have to observe them on an individual basis. You can find this study in the February 2007 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.